Hello, everyone. Sadie here, and you are now listening to Off the Tracks on 88.7 FM or online at krvs.org. I hope you guys have had a great Thursday. I would like to thank you for tuning in. We're going to start off the show with a song by Tommy Bolin from his 1975 album Teaser. Here is Marching Powder on KRVS.
Thank you. just about sent me from going through the same old moves. And this cat of mine, he still suffers. He's going through the same old grooves. But that storm just keeps on rolling, bringing me some real bad news. Take us, get the honey, give us sing the blues. Too many crooks, yeah, spoil such a good thing.
To Rolling Stone from Robin Trower's 1974 album Bridge of Sighs. And this next song we have coming up, a little fun fact about it. It is from an album titled Electric Warrior by the artist T-Rex, led by Mark Bolan. Mark Bolan was friends with David Bowie, and that is how David Bowie actually got in contact with one of his producers. So this is for all you David Bowie fans, because Electric Warrior was produced by Tony Visconti, the same guy that produced a good number of Bowie's albums, including the Berlin Trilogy, which is The Heroes, Lodger, and Low, which he all recorded in Berlin, as well as the most recent one, Black Star, and anything back to 1970, The Man Who Sold the World. So did a lot of stuff with Bowie, and also happened to do this album with T-Rex. And also, you're going to see a lot of, or hear a lot of influence between Mark Bolan and David Bowie if you listen to both, especially, I would say, Ziggy and the Spiders from Mars album and this album. There's those cosmic sort of additions into there, the extraterrestrial sort of ideas that they have going on in both of these albums, and both of those albums were also released in 1972, so it was fitting. But anyway, that's it for my Bowie rant. Here is Mambo Sun by T-Rex on KRVS.
Started saying, well, don't
That was Zebra from their 1983 self-titled album. By the way, they are a group from New Orleans formed in 1975. Didn't get anything out for a good 8 years, but then that came out, their self-titled debut, and that was Don't Walk Away from that album. And before that, we had Blowin' Free by Wishbone Ash, an English group that is from their third album titled Argus that they released in 1972. And before we get into the music for the next set of songs, I wanted to let you guys know that we have a fundraiser happening here at KRVS this week. And if you want to help out, if you're a big listener and you would love to donate, which we would really appreciate it, all you have to do is call in during the fundraiser. This is going on until this Sunday, so the 13th of May. Or you can pledge online if you could just go to krvs.org, so the same place you might be in if you're listening online, or you might have been before to check show schedules and things like that. All you have to do is go to the donate button in the top right corner, just click it, and it will lead you to all the steps you need to help us out. Like I said, we appreciate it so much, and we appreciate you guys listening so much. But I'm gonna get back into the music for y'all. This next song is titled No Trains to Heaven. It is by an English group, Bebop Deluxe, from their 1974 album, Axe Victim. Here it is on KRVS.
Thank you.
from Beck Ola from 1969. That was Rice Pudding by the Jeff Beck Group. A little fun fact about that, that was the first album where member Nicky Hopkins, who was a pianist, session musician, and played with groups such as Quicksilver Messenger Service at the time, he was asked to join full-time by that album, and also that was the last album that the Jeff Beck Group did with members Ronnie Wood, who was on bass and later moved on to be part of the Faces, with Rod Stewart, who was also in this group, and this is the last album that they did with them, and then they went and moved on to be in the Faces, and then later, a good 5 years after they were in the Faces, Ronnie Wood went on to be in the Rolling Stones. Before I keep going on about that, I'm going to tell you about the song played before that. That was You Drive Me Nervous from Alice Cooper's 1971 album Killer. And I was actually just reading a little bit about Alice Cooper, so I'm sure some of y'all know that Alice Cooper's real name is not Alice Cooper. It is Vincent Furnier. And how he got the name of Alice Cooper is actually pretty interesting. So they started out as the Nas, and that was a name that Todd Rundgren was using at the time, so they couldn't keep using that. So they consulted a Ouija board, and this Ouija board told them that Alice Cooper, apparently, this is just, you know, apparently, I read this in a book on, I think it's Welcome to My Nightmare, the Alice Cooper Story is what it's called. And so apparently Alice Cooper and the group decided to get a Ouija board and start asking it stuff, and so it brings up the name Alice Cooper, and it says Alice Cooper is Vincent Furnier when they ask, who is Alice Cooper? And then, so they start doing research on this name, and it turns out it's this chick from 16th, 17th century who was a witch who got put on trials and ended up getting burned at the stake, and apparently Alice Cooper, a.k.a. Vincent Furnier, is her reincarnation. So a little fun story I thought you might enjoy. Right there. This next song, the last one for tonight's show, this is Every Step of the Way from Santana's 1972 album on KRVS. You are listening to Off the Tracks on 88.7 KRVS. That was Santana with Every Step of the Way. I want to remind you guys one more time that we have a fundraiser happening here at KRVS. So if you would like to help out, we appreciate any donations you can give. All you have to do is call in. And like I said, this is going on until Sunday, May 13th. So just call in to KRVS to donate, or you can go online at krvs.org and hit the donate button in the top right corner. It'll lead you to steps to donating to us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you tune in again next week at 10 p.m. on Thursdays, because Off the Tracks is airing at that time every week. Now, here's the theme song, Cosmopolitan Traveler on KRVS. You guys have a great night. We'll be right back.